Rev Tor has been a fixture of the Berkshire County music scene since the early 90s. On Friday, February 22nd, he'll lead a Grateful Dead tribute band at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. The 8th annual Dead of Winter Jam is also a benefit for local food pantries. Tor spoke with WAMC about his history with the Grateful Dead and what concertgoers can expect.
Well, I used to be a big part of my life. I used to follow them around quite a bit. I did some unofficial work for them in the late 80s, and probably my biggest musical influence.
Now, it seems like more than ever there's been sort of a real moment for the Dead in recent years. What do you attribute that to?
I really believe that it has a lot to do with that it's just sort of the roots of this larger sort of jam band community. You know, I feel that it's always seems when you get a bunch of musicians together that sort of are in that scene, that jam band world, the common ground is always the Grateful Dead's music.
So when you have the opportunity to interpret the work of the Dead, what's it like to embody the roles of some of your musical heroes like Jerry Garcia or Bob Weir or other members of the band?
Well, what's great about it is because of the nature of the music, you really don't have to emulate anything. You can put your own thing into it because it's really all about improvisation. So it's really a kind of liberating in a lot of ways, and it's a way to really put your own thing into the music, even though you're playing somebody else's songs.
So this is the 8th annual Dead Jam, Dead of Winter Jam coming up. Give me the history of the Dead of Winter Jam series.
We've been doing it for 8 years, as you mentioned. I guess, really, we kind of came up with the name, the play on words, the Dead of Winter, and said we should do something in the middle of winter, maybe bring some people out of their cabin fever and give them a chance to warm up and dance a little bit. And we incorporated a food drive into the event. We usually have some special guests that come out and perform with us. And so we like to make it an event also that sort of celebrates the local music community. And we like to do something to give back to the community as well. So we always incorporate a food drive for a local food pantry and ask the audience members to bring a donation in of a non-perishable food item.
So you mentioned celebrating the local music community. Who from the local scene is going to be with you on stage?
So this year we have Tom Corrigan, Mark Kerber. I think we're going to have Gina Coleman again. We haven't finalized the lineup quite just yet. It's sort of whoever wants to just get up and sing a song with us is sort of welcome. Anyone who's into the Dead and wants to be a part of the event, we sort of almost have an open door policy.
I've had the pleasure of seeing your Grateful Dead / Allman Brothers / the band cover band play around New England. Tell me a little bit about that, and how is that going to be incorporated into the Dead of Winter Jam?
Well, the band is called the Steal Your Peach Band, and we do sort of a mashup of the Dead, the Allmans, and just recently we added in the music of the band as well. There's so much common ground in all of that music, especially when between the Allman Brothers and the Dead, we started to realize that you could easily interweave the jams of one to the other. And the lineups were very similar, you know, two drummers, two guitar players, bass, keyboards. So we just started to explore the common ground between those two bands, and then later on added in the band as well, because we all love that music. That particular lineup, the Steal Your Peach Band, is the band that's going to be performing at the Dead of Winter Jam, although we'll be, you know, playing exclusively Grateful Dead music that night.
There's a very rich musical community around Dead tribute acts in New England. When you're on the road with that group, what kind of communities and venues do you go to?
We're mostly playing music halls and small theaters. And, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes we go into an area that maybe we've never played before, but people come out. They, you know, the Deadheads and the fans of the Allman Brothers know immediately what that name means, Steal Your Peach. It's, the Grateful Dead logo of the skull with the lightning bolt is considered, it's called a Steal Your Face. And the Allman Brothers, one of their big pieces of art was always the peach, so we kind of combined the two. We put the peach inside the skull, And people immediately know what it is and what we're up to, and they come out just the curiosity of it alone.
As a longstanding fixture of the Berkshire music scene, I'm interested in your assessment of what that community is like in 2019. Are there new opportunities for music in the Berkshires than when you first started playing here?
You know, I think it's an ever-evolving scene. You know, I think there's opportunities everywhere. Some of the larger venues aren't there anymore, although there's some new ones popping up. We're starting to do more stuff in that vein here at the Colonial Theater. There's a great venue in Dalton called the Stationery Factory. And then I think there's a lot of really neat little nooks and crannies where you can go around the county to hear live music. There's a lot of acoustic music being performed, probably more than ever, in small taverns and cafes.